morning.
Good morning, good morning. If you would, please stand. Well, all I can say is the crowd looks a little slim at this moment. Folks must have found out I was back, so. Tried to keep it quiet. I want to call us to worship this morning by reading something and giving credit to someone who has a gift. You know, I'm constantly surprised to find out all the gifts that people have that you never knew that they had. So when I got back from vacation, I was handed a book entitled Walking with God Through the Eyes of a Child. It's a children's Christian poetry book, and it is written by our own Diane Boyer. And she has a gift of poetry. So I'm going to call us to worship because every poem is written from a child's point of view and is based on a scripture. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And so the child's poem that Diane wrote is our prayer this morning. Thank you, God, for my food and all that you've done. Thank you for the moon and the stars, and thank you for the sun. Thank you for the birds and trees and for all the animals, too. And thank you, God, for loving me and letting me love you. Thank you, God, for being there and hearing me when I pray. And thank you, God, for giving me another beautiful day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's lift up our voices as we sing together.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage with the grapes of wrath of sword. He has loosed the fight. He has his terrible sword. His truth is marching on.
Glory, glory,
glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory,
out of air singing that song. Let's slow down on this one.
Arise and shine, my people, see the glory of the Lord. As the church, the signs and wonders, marches on in one accord. His soldiers will not falter, as for him they will be sold. His army marches on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Undeserving grace, you stole my heart away. Forever I am yours, my King. The beauty of your strength, it draws me once again to stand before you now and sing. Wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful love. Who could compare? None can be found. Wonderful Savior, wonderful God. You said you'd never leave me, and you never did. You say I have a future, and there's a life for me to live. Lord, I want to praise you and say, wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful love. Who could compare? None can be found. Wonderful Savior, wonderful God, wonderful God, Wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful love. Who could compare? None can be found. Wonderful Savior, wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful God.
Yes, you're good, Lord. You're good. Amen.
Father, we ponder those words that speak to our hearts and minds about how wonderful and awesome you truly are. And somehow we yet manage to take all those blessings and wonder for granted. Refresh in our minds and our hearts today as we assemble the wonder, the majesty, the glory, the power, the truth, the strength, all the things that come to us and help us because of who you are and all that you are. You are a wonderful God, truly amazing. And we worship you today and we honor you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Certainly, we want to remember in our prayers and in our thoughts the loss of a good friend and community leader in Leon Mayo, who passed away. I'm getting a lot of feedback up here anyway. Suddenly and unexpectedly, and we want to remember his family. Visitation is this afternoon. I think many of you may have been aware of that. At St. Andrew, and then that's from 4 till 8, and then the service there tomorrow at 11. Leon was always such an encourager and a blessing to me personally, very kind, and I was just shocked to hear about his passing. So we do want to remember his family, Mary Kay and the children, all their family. Also, I want to kind of tell you about Arthur Raj, who was in town and was not able to be with us on any Sunday. Arthur is our missionary to India, and he was here for a few days, and scheduling conflict didn't really allow for him to be with us on a Sunday. In fact, he's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota as we speak, and so we would like to just offer an opportunity, because had he been here on a Sunday, we would have probably had a very special love offering. And we support him regularly, but if anyone would like to make a contribution over and above to the work in India, just make out your check this morning to the church and note that it is for Arthur there in the memo. The church was gracious. We were able to house him here at Bright Leaf and make him comfortable while he was here and get him to the airport on Friday and on to Sioux Falls. He had breakfast with some of the different men of the church a couple, three mornings. So it was all in all a very good and encouraging stay for him to be loved and cared for. So thank you for unknowingly supporting that and taking care of him. The weekly events, Bible study for youth, youth group, adult Bible study, the Wednesday ladies group, all those be happening this week. We haven't really published a whole lot or pushed the Mercer Transformation fundraiser. I know cornhole is a big tailgating kind of game, but if you would be interested in a couple of folks getting together and going down to the old Harrodsburg High School today and participating, just let me know and I'll give you some of the details. So I'm just going to give them that opportunity to have that published by our church. One thing I do want to emphasize to all our elders and deacons, our meeting tonight at 6 p.m. over in the Great Room, And this is a very important meeting that will function around the expansion of the parking lot, the work that needs to be done there, and then the longer range plan for the addition and our finances. And so we really need to make some important decisions. So please plan to be with us tonight at 6 o'clock for that meeting. Also, I printed the information about the parking lot being phase one. As we develop more stuff, we'll bring everybody more up to date on the finances and the progress of the work. We do have an access to the parking lot off the old road, and I can tell you, for those who may have been wondering when there was discussion of also having access off the highway, we got official word from the state that that request was denied. So the only access we will be allowed to have is off the county road. So that's one piece of work that everybody might have been interested in finding out. So I think that's all the announcements. Want to honor Veterans Day by sharing a little bit about that in just a moment, but I want to save that to a little closer to the end of the announcement time. And if there are announcements that any of you have or things that you want to share with the church, we'll do that right now before we go any further. Just raise your hand, please, and be recognized.
Mercer Transformation, the cornhole game was postponed because they didn't have enough time to get enough people together, so they're putting it online so we could have a pre-registration for the new date.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was not aware of that. I'm glad somebody was, because you work up there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Diane. So just all that I said about the cornhole tournament, if you were listening, just forget it, okay? Until you see something online. Clarification's always important. Anything else? Well, I can see this is a really, really quiet group this morning. I'm not going to try to cheerlead, but I just hope everybody is good and awake today and that the Lord will bless you for being here. I do want to say something about Veterans Day, and I wrote this article from Selected Sources, and I was going to read that, and I'm going to recognize the veterans because it is increasingly important, and I'm thankful for the continued heightened awareness. I hear stories even happening in our elementary schools where our veterans are being recognized and our children are being made aware of our history a little more than they maybe had been during the Vietnam era and shortly thereafter. But World War I, and this is in the article, which none of us were there, but we know it through history. World War I was thought to be, as you know, the war to end all wars. And less than 30 years after that, a war worse than World War I transpired. But at the end of World War I, which we will read about, and of course, both World War I and World War II, the British were so pivotal in fighting against the evil Axis. And I read, and I didn't put it in this article, I didn't find room for all of that, but after the armistice was signed on the Sunday, the first Sunday after that, all over England, and especially in London, there was a moment of silence at 11 o'clock. In every church, there was 2 minutes of silence. The streets went silent. And the thing that impressed me, and naturally it would, they said that even on the streets at that precise moment, all of the activity stopped and the carts being pulled by horses stopped. And the writer said it was as though the horses didn't need anyone to stop them. They just seemed to drop the load and hunker down into a relaxed position at the awesome moment of recognizing that a horrible event had come to an end. All the lives that were lost in World War I, World War II, and really all the wars ever since. And so, briefly this morning, as you follow along, these are the sources that I chose. And would you follow along? We'll use this as a part of commemorating and honoring veterans and understanding a little bit about what this day, this time, is all about. At 11 minutes after the 11th hour on the 11th month in the year of our Lord, 1918, the guns went silent, ending World War I, the war to end all wars. 1 year later, in 1919, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed Armistice Day as a holiday, honoring the successful conclusion of that terrible war. In the 1950s, in recognition of the contributions of American military personnel in both world wars, President Eisenhower signed legislations changing the official name of Armistice Day to Veterans Day. This change would allow for recognition of those serving in uniform in the future as well as the past. For those who died, we must never forget. For those who were wounded, we are duty-bound to help them return their lives to as much normalcy as possible. And for the rest, those who served but were fortunate enough to come home unscathed, we sincerely thank them for their service. So remember on Veterans Day, November 11, when you see a veteran, to thank him or her for their service. For without them, the freedom which we take for granted would have disappeared under tyranny a long time ago. O Lord, thank you for the thousands of men and women who have accepted the call to serve their country in our armed forces. For those who have departed, bless their souls and keep their memories alive within us so that we might always remember their contributions to our freedom. For those who remain with us, help us to honor them and respect their courage and devotion to duty. Further, dear God, help us to always give special tribute to those who were killed or wounded on our behalf, and for us to use their example to maintain our commitment to our faith in God and our freedom to follow God's will. May we always have the courage to fight for freedom and dignity, no matter how difficult and costly the struggle. With that brief history in mind, it is always appropriate, I think, to honor those in our midst who are serving, have served. So someone said, that seems like such a little thing, but sometimes little things go a long way. And so for those who are serving or have served, we would ask you to stand that we might recognize you and just be reminded afresh that there are men and women here, and we do thank each of you, and we appreciate you. And in following that precedent that was set after the end of World War I, I'm going to ask that we do one further thing, and that is to stand once again. And that there be a moment of silence. And this moment of silence is to honor and recognize and thank God for those who have served, and to even silently pray that we might know more peace than this world seems to know now. Now would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to this country's flag, a flag that is currently being disregarded, disrespected, and May we and may all our children that we influence be directed in such a way that they would gain respect for what a simple piece of cloth and the stripes and the stars that are upon it truly represent, that it's more, much more than just a piece of cloth. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated. Any birthdays? Where is that little rascal? He's in timeout, okay. He's celebrating his birthday already. Brian, okay. We can't sing. Happy birthday, Ben. And the 13th tomorrow, Audrey Johnson. And Wednesday the 15th, Abby Marsh, those birthdays. Happy birthday to those. No anniversaries, I don't think. So happy birthday. Bible study questions. We finished up our section in 2 Peter. In what were the readers of this letter established? The truth, I believe. Yes, Peter said, I know you're in the eternal truth. You're established in that eternal truth. Question number two, who had showed Peter about his impending death? Jesus had shown him that as they were walking by the seashore after Jesus' resurrection. Of what had Peter been an eyewitness? The majesty and the glory of Christ at the transfiguration. Question number four, by whom were the holy men of God moved? By the Holy Spirit, yes. Question five, who is identified as bringing in destructive heresies? False prophets, false teachers, yes. And by what means do false teachers exploit their hearers? Several answers might be acceptable to that. Deceptive words. Covetousness, as they are interested only in the money of the folks. So all of those were acceptable answers, but they're very deceptive words. Folks get sucked in real easily sometimes when people say one thing but have a subtle different meaning in it. So we're learning some great things going through 2 Peter now, and you should have questions for the next study in your bulletin today. I think that's everything that I need to cover. I think there's a little more honoring of our country and this special day. Peggy is going to sign one of the songs. Is it Hallelujah? So Peggy, if you would come. And then after that, we're going to sing God Bless America. And after singing God Bless America, we will dismiss the children to Children's Church at that point.
Stand with me as we sing. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans bright with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans bright with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. And that is our prayer. Children, you're dismissed with your workers. And as we sing Holy, 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 it's such a familiar song, and it tends with these hymns to do them sing a song, you know. But just sing this in passionate respect for our God and the holiness of our God. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee.
God Almighty.
All thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
Yes, Jesus. Merciful and mighty.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath hath brought me life. I know that it is finished.
Jesus.
I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
There is a kind of gentle and quiet mood that's very prevalent in our midst today, and I think that may lead to some heartfelt appreciation and thanks for some of the things that maybe you've been going through, and that you would just need to express thanks to God for His faithfulness, even in the quiet times or in the down times. These seasons come into our life, and the presence of the Lord is in giving Him thanks and in giving Him praise. And it doesn't have to be with jumping and shouting. sometimes it can come from just a very grateful, tender heart. So before I share the word this morning, I'm going to give opportunity for some of those expressions that maybe are in your heart and mind to be lifted up before the Lord in these quiet moments.
Lord, I thank you for the line in that song that says, "My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord." And I remember when I saw your glory coming into my life. I remember the song you gave me about how a drop of grace fell down one day and saved my wretched soul. How the blood of Christ washed away my sins and made this sinner whole. And I thank you, Lord, for that great light which shined within my heart, taught me to forget my past, gave me a brand new start, singing praise and glory to my King.
Thank you. thank you for all the answered prayer, all of them, Father. Let us not just move on to the next petition, but I do want to be the one that stops to say thank you.